Welcome to you all. We obviously want to bless those who are away on holiday and or down still in Bristol. Amanda and the girls, from what I can see, from what Jackie shows, seem to be having a great time in painting Bristol and doing face paints. So they're having a great time down there. Obviously, some are away ill, so we pray for them. But it's good that you're here. It's good to see you all. Okay. I've got one short notice. Yes, I know. And that's only just to say next Sunday evening we have open worship and prayer. And that's from 7 till 8:30. If you've not been to that, I would encourage you to come. I would say, personally, I feel it's one of the most important meetings we hold in a month. That's quite a statement to say, isn't it, really? But it is, because we want to wait on Father. We want to see what He wants us to pray about. But we also want to worship Him as well. So I just encourage you to come to that. So Matt, could you put up the slide, please? I felt for a season we needed to start our gatherings together with some declarations. What do I mean by that? I feel we need to declare biblical truth. And so what we're going to do, we're going to read these out together. Now, why are we doing this? Well, Paul says this in Romans 12. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Renewing of the mind doesn't come by osmosis. It doesn't just happen. There is a process to it. Now, we're going to declare this truth, and they're all personal. They're I. It's not we, it's I. So we're declaring truth. Now, God doesn't want us to become parrots. That's not what the whole point of this is. The point of it is there is something about declaring with your mouth biblical truth that processes a work in renewing our minds to be Christ-like. So even if you feel a little bit awkward to start with, don't worry, you can close your eyes and you can blast it out. Because when you declare truth, something spiritually happens within us. So if you'd like to stand, and you can say these and follow me as loud as you like. So let's do the first one together. I am chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that I might be holy and blameless before the Father. Doesn't that make you feel good? Oh, that's good. Okay, let's do another one. I have the mind of Christ. Do you believe that? You have the mind of Christ. And here's our third one. Christ bore my sins in His own body on the cross, and I am healed by His stripes. Amen. Amen. We've declared the truth. Now let's worship the one who we declared that truth to. To take a moment and just reflect on what Jesus has done for you and for me. If salvation wasn't enough, just think of all those other things, where He's been there, where He's made a way, where He's brought healing, where He's brought comfort, where He's brought peace, where He's strengthened you when you have felt at your weakest, where He has brought light to your moment of darkness. If you've got a God story, now's the time to come and share.
Our journey, well, our walk with God is a journey. That's my experience. And when I'm talking to God, it's over the years, it's developing. And for a long time, I've found it quite, I feel comfortable with talking to Father God. But to call God Daddy God, I've just felt that little bit, you know, just doesn't feel quite right. But the more that you have that intimacy and more you get to know Him, then for me it's beginning to get more and more easier to communicate with God like that. And this week, we've had issues within our work team. with relational dynamics. It's been going on for a while, and we've tried lots of different things to sort this issue out, and there hasn't been a fulfillment of what we've wanted to see. So we came to a bit of a crossroads, and I was talking to the members in my team, and we were just saying, you know, how are we going to proceed with this one particular individual? How can we move forward? And we sort of drew a blank. And I was sort of, it wasn't a big issue. It wasn't something that I've been praying about a lot. But I just said, you know, Daddy God, what, I want to know, how can we move forward? I just need a bit of progress. And that's really all I said. It was just a conversation with God. And this is the goodness of God, you know, that he's in absolutely everything. Because the very next morning, I turned on my phone and I have sort of different emails that ping up. And there was a blog from Danny Silk, because I follow Danny Silk. And it just explained exactly what to do about this particular characteristic that I was seeing in one of my colleagues. And you know what? I have a meeting with this colleague soon. And I feel like I have the blueprint of how to proceed. And I was just like, thank you, Jesus. You know, not a major thing, but that intimacy was just saying, God, can you, Father God, can you sort this out for me? And I just feel I have a way forward. So I just say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know there is another one, but he's not here at the moment. Has he gone to the... Okay. I shall get him back in a minute. Yeah, have you got one?
Just a very quick one. It's a reminder of amazing God's favor. We met just socially with the architect that's helping us with this building. And we originally, this mound here was going to be within 3 meters of the building. And I took in the drawing last night. And I just wanted to remind us of God's favor, because that mound is now 4 meters further apart from the building than they'd originally planned. And when we originally had a meeting months and months and months ago, he said he needed at least 4.5 meters to actually build a roadway. That's what Mark said. And there's now 7+ meters there. So I just go, thank you, God. He says, well, that's really good. And I'm going, no, thank you, God. And he's going, okay, you know. And then the other one is that I told you about Joshua last year, our grandson, who's having real troubles. He's actually stopped having diarrhea this week, and that's just fantastic. God's working on him in different ways. So we just thank you, God, for that as well. Amen. Amen.
Excellent. I can't do Rob. You have to ask Rob what his God story is. So when he comes in, everyone look round and say, what's your God story, Rob? Okay. Not that we want to embarrass him, but he needs to tell us. Okay. So there are, Dave and Wendy, our meeting is slightly different this morning because it's a family meeting. So just a reminder to young ones, you're being really good that when we're on the mic that you're able to dial the volume down. Now, what we're about to say isn't a bribe, but Dave has got little Easter eggs left over from Easter. So if parents are allowing their children to have one, then Dave and Wendy will give them out. So, and you've got to be below a certain height. No, I'm sorry. We have to be very strict with rulers on it. Yeah, you've got to be below a certain height. Okay. So I said this morning is slightly different. This is one of our family meetings. Now, what I want to say is, we're going to share about things that are current and share about things that are in the future. But I think that picture describes it best. This is not a business meeting. We're not here to give you information. We are here as family together to own everything that is being shared. And that's very important, because we're not about a business, okay? So there's going to be different people coming up. We're going to go back into a time of worship as well, just to break up this of giving you information. It's not about that, okay? So Wendy's going to tell you about something that's happening this summer.
Okay. About 18 months ago, I stood at the back of the hall here with a few people, and we got talking about holiday clubs. Little did I realise then that God was working and stirring us. Our hearts into something bigger than we could conceive at that point. In October just last year, a guy called Chris Essex Crosby visited our centre for a meeting with Support Staffordshire. Some of you know that name. It means something to you. And my Dave gave a talk about what we do here at the centre. And Chris, who works for Inspiring Healthy Lifestyles in Wigan, was so inspired by what was said and the staff here and the building and the potential for this place, he got quite excited. And he talked to Dave and to some of the other staff, I guess, about fit and fed projects. Okay, so that might have been, you might have heard of that, fit and fed project, talked about by people like Dave Webb and Rosie, my Dave, myself, over these last few months. But fit and fed projects are beginning to roll out in various parts of the country now through street games, if you've heard of them. And its purpose is threefold, and it's to address the inequalities of family life around holiday hunger, social isolation, and inactivity. And that is coming about because in the holidays, as you know, the primary school children have a school meal every day now, which is amazing. But in the holiday, they don't get a school meal, do they? And so this is happening with some families that the children are getting holiday hunger. They're not eating a proper meal through those 6 weeks. And they're also not getting out, so they're getting isolated. They're not able to be with their friends. They're not pushed out the door to school each day. Oh, that motivation, come on. And so they're getting a little bit isolated, and also they're getting inactive because the cost of some of these activities that they would have in the school are not provided without money in the holidays. So there's a whole sort of thing going on there. So the plan. Matt, can you put up the PowerPoint, please? So we've been thinking about this, and we've been meeting, and we've been meeting with partners. Partners in the community. And the idea is that we've got a number of partners now. I'll just give you a list of some of them. They're since January, since we've been meeting, the partners have included the Army, the County Library, Staffordshire Wildlife Trust, Sports Across Staffordshire, Litchfield College, two or three local businesses, local councillors, environmental agency, and voluntary services. And they are coming together, and like has been said already this morning, coming from a place of rest. We feel like we're not having to do very much about this. It's like happening around us. So these guys have been meeting with us, and we've been meeting as a team. And so we've come up with, and Dave Webb came up with this name, Activate Summer. You see where we're going with the name? The active bit. Getting some sport in there, getting some fitness in there, and the eight that they get to eat. So the idea is that we run a holiday club for 4 weeks. In the summer holidays, 3 days a week. And we run it Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 till 2. The dates, as you can see there, are the 30th of July to the 23rd of August. That's the middle 4 weeks in the 6 weeks holiday. It's going to be available for primary aged children. So 5s to 11s, and their parents and carers or carers, breakfast and lunch will be provided for the families. And then these other things to get them active and going are sporting activities and art and creative sessions. And the great thing is it's going to be free for them. So isn't this amazing what is beginning to happen, and that we can make a difference to these families? So just the last thing I want to say to you is, you might be saying, well, how are we going to pay for that? And basically it's being provided, we hope, through grant-making trusts. So we've applied to a number already. We've applied to 5 in all, and 3 have already responded. And so we've already got £1,400 in our pot to get started. But because we want to, we see this as a longer term thing. We're not quite sure when we're doing the next one. We're doing it small, and we're keeping it tight, and we're keeping it manageable at the moment, but we see it more of a long term. So we've applied to Awards for All, the big lottery as well, for a sizable sum. So, finally, if you, in telling you about this, if it stirs your heart today, if you think, I could do a half day, I could do a whole day, I could do a couple of hours, I could do the whole 12 days. In volunteering in a variety of ways, from helping to serve food, helping to clear up, working with the children in a variety of ways. We'll have coaches here, professional coaches that will be doing a lot of the sports, but obviously they need, you know, you've got lots of children. We're hoping to have around 50 in all, aren't we? 50, and that includes some adults in there too. So that we can sit them down and feed them. But if it kind of stirs your heart, something I can do, I can give a bit of time, I've got a bit of energy there, I can give a bit of, time, energy, resources, then just come and talk to me about that, and we can see where your part would be in that whole project. So, and then just to say that, in honouring, really, God's word to us, a prophetic word, was about being a church without walls. And I just see that happening in so many different ways. And Fit and Fed is just one of the projects that God's like, knock that wall down, and come on, you know, you can make a difference, and we can impact this together. So, yeah, that's Fit and Fed project. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Wayne. So if you feel stirred about that, you know who to talk to. I won't go detail, but you might think, well, is this needed in Rugeley? I can say with hand on heart, it is most definitely needed in Rugeley. It is most definitely. Now, I just want to interlude, because one person wouldn't come, but I do want Rob. He's a bit shy. But we want, I just want him to say what happened to him on Thursday.
I'll backtrack a bit. What it is, as you know, last August, I had coming to the end of my job, I didn't know what was going to happen. Ended on the Friday. On the Monday, I started this job I got now, this transport company, which they said, you want to do your class 2? I said, yes, took that, passed that in November. That's been fine. I thought, that's the end of it. Probably about a month ago, he said, do you want to do your class 1? Which is the articulated lorries. And I thought, yeah, absolutely brilliant, like, which I went for 2 weeks ago and I failed. But he said, it's fine, go again. And last Thursday I passed. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Thank you. Well done. That's good, isn't it? God is good. Now, interspersed between, some of us sharing news, current news, future news, we've asked a cross-section of Connect Groups. It's not all the Connect Groups because we just haven't got time. And we've asked the guys to share no more than 2 or 3 minutes. Just a cross-section to encourage and celebrate what God has been doing within our Connect Group. So, Bob, I believe that you're going to come up and share first.
Okay, so this is a report back really on a Connect group that we ran at the start of this year. It was called Hopeful Mind and Peaceful Heart. It was a 6-week course that focuses on our faith and mental health. Now the course was open to our church and some people from other churches as well. And we had between, 6 and 11 people coming. And the course is suitable for people that have an interest in mental health, for people that maybe know somebody that has experienced or lived with a mental health condition at some point. It might be a family member, it might be a neighbour, it might be a work colleague, it might be somebody that you happen to know. It's also suitable for those people that are living or have experienced and lived with a mental health condition as well. When you think about it, that probably includes all of us. You know, we either know somebody or we've experienced something. And so it's a very good course, and it's quite participatory in you join in. Not that you have to share any personal details or anything like that, but you just get involved in the conversation, and it's very much through discussion. So first of all, we look at a Bible study that brings out a relevant section that we're looking at for that evening. And then we sort of educate ourselves and ask ourselves a few questions. And we cover some of those subjects. Well, all of those subjects that are up there, depression, anxiety, bipolar, and some others. It's just a little snapshot of what we looked at and what we discussed. And then we get to what they call tricky issues. And we talk through relevant points. Sometimes the things that people maybe don't always want to talk about publicly. You know, how do we deal with this? How do we help somebody with this? And throughout it all, there's a common theme that runs through. And because it's something that isn't often sort of shared in a group like that, you begin to capture something of God's heart for it. And the theme that sort of runs through it is that God's heart beats for these people. And they are valued, they're cared for, they're listened to, accepted, they're understood, and they're loved. And I've done the course twice now, and I've learned such a lot through it. I really have. I've learned such a lot through it. We don't stand at the front as experts. You know, it's something that we explore together. I've done a number of courses of various things, but this is one of the courses that I'm really keen to repeat again at some point in the future. It is really beneficial, and I think it really captures something of God's heart for our community.
Thanks, Paul. Yes, you can clap. I have asked Bob if he'll expand on this in a preaching in May, because I do think it is key within our society. You know, there is no area that Jesus cannot reach. And we think, well, how can we do it? Well, we might know, but Jesus can. So we're thankful for that. So we always use part of our family meeting for a financial update. So Sheila is going to come and give us that now. And in everything she talks about, remember that it's not Sheila presenting to us, it's family with us. So we're all part of it together.
Thank you. I think Bill might have to do the clicker if I've got this. I don't think I can multitask three things at once. Good morning, everybody. I can't actually believe that 12 months have gone by since I stood here doing this last year. It's gone by just so quickly. And as a bit of a newbie doing it, I remember thinking, oh, crikey, there's so much that I need to know about finance and the nuts and bolts of it all. But actually, Father God turned that around and said, no, what you actually need to know is my views on finance. It's not about you. It's about my views. I found that really, really helpful. Now, we're going to see some charts now, but basically, I don't really want you just to look at them and think, oh, well, you know, finance, just charts, because I feel this is more, a lot more than that. It's, it represents our journey as family together with Father, and we all actually have a part to play in this. So the other thing is, as Richard said, we've got quite a lot on the agenda this morning. So at the end, after the meeting, I will be more than happy to answer any questions that you've actually got. So, looking back, our estimated income for 2017 was £90,950. And you can see from that, ratio-wise, it was roughly 65% church giving, 30% rental. And that took up most of it. Moving on. Our estimated expenditure exceeded that, and it was £118,700. And as a result of that, we were saying that we would have an estimated shortfall of nearly £28,000. So, what actually did 2017 look like? Our actual income was £120,996, which was £30,000 more than we expected. Great! Great! So, the question is, how did that happen? Well, firstly, with God's favour, right? Then, two-thirds of that increase actually came from room hire. And it was with the unexpected blessing of Kier Construction, and we had a long rental with them. We weren't expecting that at all. So that was amazing. Credit also due to our coordinators for building relationship with our hirers. And as a result, we've got people who love the atmosphere here, and they have booked to come back again. So that is brilliant. Great. We've also had extra income into food bank, which we hadn't budgeted for. That money tends to come in and it goes out, but the increased income there is because the amazing relationships that have been built with food bank and community. So they're doing a fantastic job. Okay. And also, we did have some bank interest that we weren't expecting, because last year we didn't purchase the building, so we still had those funds in the bank, and we got interest on them. So it's all good news so far. Right. Actual costs. Yeah. Now, we spent £118,606, which was £94 less than we said we were going to spend. Which you were, hey! Yeah, and that was mainly because we didn't spend the monies on purchasing the building, or we didn't have the legal fees either. also, repairs and property costs were down. And I'd just like to give Dave due credit for the wonderful job you do on maintaining this building. You work really, really hard. So, and as a result, we had a surplus of £2,390. Thank you, God. Right. Yeah, okay. So, now, looking forward to 2018. Right. We've estimated our income to be £101,250. Now, what we're saying is that at the moment, that is 20,000 less than our income last year. So you might say, well, you know, why is that? Isn't that being a bit negative? The reason for that, at the moment, we're estimating the room hire monies coming in will be down. We haven't got Kia, remember. We will have the Talbot room when it's up and running. Dave's working on that at the moment. So we will get some revenue off that. But we're not estimating overall we'll get as much. At the moment, church giving is estimated to be the same as last year. And our challenge is to exceed that with your help. The indications overall so far, is we're doing good and we're praying that we will do better than we're actually saying. So, our estimated costs for 2018, we're saying that it's going to cost us £9,000 more than it did last year. Now, the reason for that is that we have put our legal costs back into the equation in anticipation of purchasing the building this year. Woo-hey! That would be fantastic. So that's what we're praying for. Now, when that happens, we will be spending some monies on much needed alterations to the building. So in terms of that, what it means at the moment, we are estimating a shortfall of £26,600. Okay. So really, to put all that into context, our reserve at the beginning of the year was £268,000. So roughly, you can see from the chart that two-thirds of that will be taken up on buying the building. The rest is divided into the shortfall, which I've just given you the figure for, and the balance is for the future, which could be work on the building or whatever Father God shows us. Right. And just really in summing up, when I was doing all this, I felt that we're really privileged with what Father God has given us to steward, because he is trusting us with very much. And that brings much responsibility as well, because he has high expectations. No pressure then. So that's it, really. I wanted to thank Andy, but he's not here, because he's converted the figures into the charts. And I'd like to also thank my assistant, Acker Bill, because without his help, I wouldn't be able to do it anyway. So, okay.
Thank you. And we want to thank you, Sheila, for all you do in your diligence and your serving for doing. You know, it's a key role within the church. So just to say, you know, we want to celebrate what God has done. So we're going to go back into worship for a couple of songs, because it's all his and what he has provided for us. But it's also the challenge to us. What's God asking us to give, whether that be financial or in time? Because we are a family. So we don't look at, well, that's all right, God's taken care of that. No, we are on a journey and in relationship with him. And I think part of this God's favour is when we build that annex out the back, we're looking at something like probably £1 million. So this is part of our exercising faith. Now, you think, well, that's a small amount. Yeah, but we're on a journey. We're on a journey with God, so we're trusting. So let's go back into worship, and then we'll hear some more updates. Lord. We worship and we love you, Lord, and we just thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seats. Now, we've still got quite a bit to go through, so I'm going to ask the guys if we're going to be sharp in the rest of us sharing. So I'm going to be ultra sharp. Richard, would you like to come out? No, you're going to be all right. Richard, as you know, has been a trustee and then a director. Well, as long as I've been in this church, which is the 90s, but how many years altogether do you think?
32.
There. Who was on the throne then, Rich? I was still the queen, was it? Okay. Yeah. But Rich feels, and I can understand, that it's time for a season change, and he'd like to lay that down. And firstly, we just want to thank you for all that you've done, because trustee director is one of those roles that all of us are involved. It's one of those things that goes on in the background, and some meetings seem like a thankless task because of the things that you're faced with, but it is an integral part of church life. So we thank you and we honour you for all that you've done in serving us so well. So we thank you for that. Now, yes, I think that deserves that.
Thank you. It's been a real privilege, and it's not all over. I'm not going anywhere, so I'm sure God will find me a new role.
Yeah, so we've got a little book for you.
Thank you.
In your spare time, because we know you have loads.
Yes.
But it's true, Rich is not going anywhere, and I mean, he wants to be involved in the building team when this project starts here, and for whatever else God has got for you. So we do thank you for that, Rich, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Rosie. So now we're just going to hear briefly about another Connect group that Rosie's going to explain.
A while ago when Connect group started, I really felt that we should look at King David. And so initially we started with four sessions looking at King David. And in my head I divided it up nicely into four parts. And at the end of 4 weeks, we got through one of them. So we did another 4 weeks and continue. We haven't actually finished with David, but I don't think we'll probably carry on from that. It has been very, very interesting. As Wendy said, we were the A-team, small but select. And we really found out some things, I found out some things in preparing for it that I had no idea about. And I think we all gained an awful lot and learned a lot about how the things in David's life related to how we live today. And it was really good, really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I'm sure there'll be other groups. So, Kevin, would you like to just come and share about the Men's Connect group?
Morning, church. How are you? Lovely jubbly. Okay, so I'm going to share about the Men's Connect group, but before I do, I just need to give you a little bit of the history behind it. So it actually started off with just myself and Chris Fielding, and we nicknamed ourselves the Unemployment Club, because Chris was self-employed and was getting sporadic work, and I was doing a Cert Ed course. We would meet up once a week, and I'll tell you what, it was so encouraging. It was absolutely fantastic. That man's about 15 years younger than me, but his wisdom and his godly knowledge was superb, and he really, really helped to build me up. Then it became myself, Chris, Nathan, Rob, John, and Scott, and our aim was to enjoy Christian fellowship apart from just Sundays, support each other through prayer, and for the group to always remain Christ-centered. That was the important thing about it. So where would we meet? We would meet at each other's houses. We enjoyed fellowship round the open fire. Rob would always bring hot dogs. Nath would always bring a cup of tea. And we'd just have a fantastic night. It was always end up in prayer, always God-centered, always fantastic nights. Then another idea happened where Nath come up with the idea of doing a prayer walk around the whole of Rugeley. So Rob, being the man that he is, he got his maps out and he made sure that we covered every single street in Rugeley and faithfully. And there was times when it was -4, wasn't it? And we still went out there and we prayer walked all around Rugeley. The next thing was the barbecue for the young guys. Dave Barnsley, bless him, he provided the meat. And myself and Nath, just out in the car park, we went and held a barbecue for the young lads that hang out in the centre. And I'll tell you what, it opened our eyes. When you got those guys in a different setting, they were so polite. Every time we gave them something, they were so thankful. Every single time, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we got to see them a different light that night, didn't we, Nath? And Nath was like, oh, I have no idea what's going to happen here. And as he always says, just let's give it to God. Okay, so then we were approached. Would we turn our little group into a Men's Connect group? Now, as you can imagine, most of the time there was only 4 of us, so we were apprehensive. Was it going to work going from mainly 4 guys that used to meet up to between 12 and 14? The answer is yes. And the reason why? Because God's in it. Okay? So, I took counsel from a very wise friend, and that counsel was to stick to the core concept of your group of little people. Yes, it's good to get other ideas and that, but stick to your main thing, which was Christian fellowship. We welcome ideas, we're open to that, but the fellowship is what it's all about, and it works. So what's our aim in the big group? Pretty much the same as before. Christian fellowship, encourage and support each other. It's a safe place to be open and honest, and it's always Christ-centered. So, bit of feedback. So we meet at the centre normally between 8 and anywhere, sometimes 11 o'clock at night. We always aim for to finish at 10 o'clock, but some nights it's just brilliant, it just goes on, so we just go with it. A couple of times we've asked people to bring their favourite Bible verses from the Old and the New Testament. Believe it or not, that took up a whole night, and it was really, really good. Then another time, we asked the guys to bring a favourite psalm. Once again, those psalms took up the whole night, keeping it God-centred. We've had 2 fish and chip nights. We've had two lots of communion, and what was amazing was the last time we had communion was just a couple of weeks ago on the very night that the disciples would have done it 2,000 and odd years ago. And Tim, if he's here today, is he? No, okay. But anyway, thank Tim, because Tim was the one that took us through communion that night. And it was just amazing. There was a buzz, there was a vibe about it, wasn't it? Because we were doing the exact same thing that they were doing all those years ago. Awesome. We've just started watching AD Kingdom and Empire, which is on Netflix, or you can buy it on DVD. And it's literally the story of the Book of Acts, about 12 episodes, and we're working our way through that. We use WhatsApp to communicate. It's a fantastic tool. I know a lot of you use it. But the amazing thing about WhatsApp is, Scott, I hope you don't mind me saying this, Scott isn't always able to turn up. But what is fantastic about Scott, he finds these little gems and he puts them on our WhatsApp group, and they're like bits of scripture with a picture behind it. And just in the mornings, I'll be having my breakfast, bing, up it'll pop. And you might have woke up in, I don't know, not such a great mood that day, but you just read those things that Scott puts on there. They're just amazing. Absolutely fantastic. And I know there was another member of our group that was really, really struggling. And he said that because of Scott and because of the things that he puts on there, it really lifted him up and it really encouraged him. So, fantastic. Rob puts videos on there. Of a guy that we like. He's a fantastic Bible teacher, and we sometimes put daily devotions on there, and it's all just to encourage each other and build each other up, and it works. Not that we keep a register. Where's Chris? Chris Andrews, he gets a gold star for 100% attendance. There's one night where, unbelievably, only two of them could make it, and that was Nathan and Chris. But on that night, they both said that they had the most amazing time of fellowship, because where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be also. Yeah? Amen. So somebody just said, a member from the group said, it's a place to come and be just you in a busy life. All right? Because we've all got busy lives. Some people have extra busy lives, and they feel they can just come there, tip up. They don't have to do anything. They just come and be, but they get so much from it. It's a place where we bring God into problems, being involved in each other's problems, and praying for the answers. And I love Nave's quote, because when we're talking about things, and he turns around and he says, let's just cheat. Let's just ask God. Yeah? Don't get any easier than that. We have a facilitator in myself. I sort of like organize what times we're going to meet, what we're going to go through. I always go through a few of the guys, what we're going to do to try and keep it in the concept of what our group's about. But there's no one person that is in charge of our group. That's the good thing about it. Yeah, everybody is welcome to put in their ideas. Yes, you have to keep it a little bit of structure, but it's just fantastic. It just works. And lastly, we strongly encourage other connect groups to form. And I'm going to give you a quote from one of our guys. We don't consider ourselves to be anything special. It's very simple. Our group is Christ-centered, and that's why it works.
Thank you, Kevin. Now, Alan is going to do a brief intro to something that is bigger than Everest, but it's GDPR, so I'll let Al explain.
God's perfect desirable railway. No, far from it. I couldn't wait to get up out of bed this morning to do this. Okay, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13. Let everyone be subject to governing authorities. That's a good start, isn't it, eh? In verse 5 it says, therefore it is necessary to submit to authorities. It goes downhill from here. There is a new piece of legislation coming in called the General Data Protection Regulation. And unfortunately, we have to comply as a church and as a centre. Basically, what we're being told to do is we need to account as to what data we hold on you as family and the service users for the centre. And we have to justify that, and we have to secure it and everything else. Now, in the in previous years, we've produced a church directory. We can no longer do that. And, you know, thank you to Sandra for all the hard work that she's done in the years in producing that. But where we've got to go now is we have to basically start again with your data. And as family, we want to keep in touch with you. And I'm sure you want to keep in touch with each other. But we need to do it right, because we've got to submit to the authorities, because it says so in the Bible. And if it says so in the Bible, we've got to do it. So we've got a new form. And it looks a bit like that. Now, I've got an envelope down here with your name on it. And what I've got is the members' names on the envelopes, but I've also got some blank forms as well for people who aren't members. And basically what we need to do is we need to start again with your data and have your expressed permission to have your data held on an electronic database that is just for the church family. Okay? Now, this does not mean that if you haven't got somebody's number, you can ring up the centre coordinators and say, can I have? Because that's not going to happen. We can't do that. Okay? So our centre coordinators are not directory inquiries. If you want somebody's number, you're going to have to seek that person out and ask their own permission to do that. Okay? But for the purposes of the church, we have this form. And there's lots of tick boxes. I like tick boxes because it makes things simple. However, there is a part on there to say that says that to be a member of Rugeley Community Church family, and you need to have completed the membership course and to live in and live out the love of God in the covenant relationship and serve the family environment and actively be part of the journey. If you are a member of the of Rugeley Community Church and you've done the course and you've got your booklet, you can tick that first box. That one there. If you're not a member, we still value you as a person, and we'd love you to be a member. And I've got one of these forms for you as well, just so we can hold your data as well, so we can contact and communicate with you. Your data will not be passed on to any third party, because we're not allowed to do that. We need to comply all of this and put it into place by May the 25th. So everybody will have a form, and I need to have it back as soon as you can. It's one per person, not per family. And as I say, if you've completed the membership course, you tick the boxes that are relevant, and also the boxes that you want us to communicate with you in the best way. Okay? But as I say, if you're not a member, we still want you to be in touch with us. We still want to communicate with you. Okay? So nobody is excluded from this. You just don't tick that membership box. But if you do want to become a member, come and see us. Because as I said, you know, we'd love you to be a part of the journey that we're going through here as one family. Is that sharp enough? That'll do. We've got to do it all again for the centre.
Yeah, I just want to thank Matt and Alan for what they're doing with this, because it is a huge, huge area that the more you start getting into it, the more you realise how it's going to affect us. But we want to honour government and we want to be good stewards of that. So Sheila's going to come up and tell us about our last Connect group. I say these aren't the only Connect groups that run, but because of time we couldn't fit them all in.
Okay, thank you. Rugeley Community Centre Cinema. The idea of this is that it is an outreach group. We don't have a cinema at all in Rugeley. And although people have TVs, DVDs and all the rest of it, it's a way of encouraging people from community to come in and see a film. And hopefully feel blessed, really. The idea is, you know, getting together for friendship, cup of tea, biscuit, and that, you know, friendships will, and trust will, you know, people would bond over a period of time. It's only in the early stages at the moment. We've just had the third one It's actually every 4 weeks at the moment on a Wednesday. We have a license here to show films, but we don't actually have a license to advertise the film that we're going to show. And I hadn't actually realised that at the beginning. So that made it, I thought, a bit more difficult. But we're doing it on a word-of-mouth basis, which in a way I think is nicer, because I've been inviting people personally, and I know there's others in the church who've been inviting people as well. The first one we did, there were 5 people. I have to admit, I felt quite lonely. I thought, oh, there's only 5 of us. But, you know, it was still good, and they enjoyed it. And the last 2, we've had 15. And we're showing it in the, doing it in the Pear Tree Room, because that seems to be a nice size and nice atmosphere, really, in there. And I've noticed, especially this last time, that people, at the end of it, they didn't rush off. They were chatting to one another and socialising. And also, I'd had people starting to ask me questions about why we're doing it. And one lady said, well, must have been a God coincidence, because she came to the film, and she also came to the Thanksgiving service that Richard did down at Avery. And she said she'd like to know more about about our church. So, you know, I thought, oh, it's great to know that God is in this. The Pear Tree Room, I think, comfortably, maximum-wise, you get about 25 people in there altogether. So I'm praying for more people, and it's lovely that we've got 1 or 2 from church coming in as well, because it's lovely that they can chat to the folks, you know, from outside who are coming in. As a church, actually, you could help me, in so much as I'm always racking my brains as to what the next film is going to be. And usually when we've done the last film, I give them the sheet, people, to say when the next one is and what the film is going to be. I'm actually allowed to do that sort of on a face-to-face basis. But if you've got any films, DVDs that you think are fantastic, that would be, you know, suitable for this, then, yeah, please let me know. The help would be really appreciated. But, yes, it's really encouraging, really encouraging, actually. So thanks to God.
Thank you. Okay. You're all done exceedingly well, particularly the children. You've done really well. Yeah, well done. So I'm going to try and condense this down now into 5 minutes. I just want to tell you about a couple of future events. One of them is Thursday the 10th of May to Sunday the 13th of May. As you know, Eastgate Church in Kent is one of the churches that we're in relationship with. The leadership team did Living Fire last year. Bill and Sheila, Dave and Maria doing the Living Fire training this year with them. And next year we'd like to send more people. Now people might say, oh, it's the training's for leaders. No, it's training about kingdom culture. And we're not trying to be an Eastgate church. We want to be with the church that God has called us to be here. But we want to learn off of those who are further down the line from us. Now, do you remember a couple of years we had Aren, Kate and Fiona come talk about healing? Okay, some do. And then we've also got Fiona coming back this September with Mark, her husband, who are going to do some teaching on outreach. I can tell you this now. Your thinking, attitude and approach will be totally different to outreach when these guys input, because we found them so, so helpful when we were doing the Living Fire course. So why am I saying all this? Well, like Life Springs, the course that Matt's on, Eastgate have a course called, and I have to read this out, the School... Eastgate School of Supernatural. What does that mean? Well, last year they had 200 students on this, and the aim of the school is to equip and deploy followers of Jesus Christ to radically change society through a naturally supernatural lifestyle of signs and wonders. Unless anyone can prove to me biblically, the days of Acts have not ended. We are still to see healings, supernatural outpourings. What they do as a school, they have these things called equip teams, which they send to other churches. So, we are having a team of 7 on these dates, led by Vicky Schultz. Now, Vicky heads up the day school. From what we've seen of her, she is a very prophetic lady. Now, I've talked to her about an outline, and she's going to confirm the outline when I speak to her in a couple of weeks. But I just want you to make a note of some of the things that we as church are going to be doing. So I'm going to zoom through this. So on the Thursday, the dates will be up the top. They're going to meet with the leadership team and the directors and with Tony and Kay Smith. On the Friday in the morning, they're going to do some teaching, and then we're going to do some activation. We're going to do something like Luana and Dive done. Maybe go out and give free hugs just to say hello to people. So that'll be the Friday morning. I will put all this in an item for the newsletter. In the afternoon, they're going to do teaching and activation in one of their core topics. So that will either be enjoying God's word, the prophetic culture of honor, or identity. We thought we'd better give them a rest after that. So they're not doing anything Friday evening. Saturday morning, they're going to do prophetic appointments. So anyone in the church family can come down here and they will prophesy over you. And you say, well, how does that work? Well, I can tell you how it works, because we had it done to us in Kansas in 2007. And what God prophesied over us then, as I've said before, he is outworking now. So if you want God, an in word, a now word, an encouraging word, they will have appointments that you can come down and they'll prophesy over you and into you. Then in the afternoon of the Saturday, we as a team, I think it was actually Liz that instigated, but we as a team really wanted to get our children, then they're a part of us. So we want them involved with this kingdom culture. So they're in the afternoon on the Saturday, they're going to teach into how our children can enter into this culture more. So they're going to talk on, they're going to give us ideas, examples, activation, language to use, participate in healing, prophecy. Why cannot our children prophesy now? Why can they not activate? Why can they not be stirring us and challenging us where we are now? We are family together. Now, we're going to open that to parents, children, ministry workers, and anyone else who might be interested. And we will try and look at providing some parent cover so that you can attend that, because we feel that's important. And these guys have got experience in this. So I look forward to what our children will be doing. Then in the evening, we're just going to have what they call an encounter evening. We're just going to worship and encounter the Holy Spirit. So who's up for that? I'm up. No teaching. No, just encountering God. Then on the Sunday morning, they're going to participate in our meeting. They're going to be preaching, ministering, and they're also going to go out with our children and young people. We've asked that they would do that as well. So that's a brief resume of what is happening. Now, out of the 7 that come, only Vicky is part-time paid by Eastgate. The rest are giving their time to come and serve us. And I think we can only honour them by giving them our time for that weekend. These are not full-time ministers. These are guys who are stepping out, have done a training school, and now they're putting that into practice. They're not coming to show us, they're coming to teach us, which is different, because they want to leave an impartation. So I think I've said what I wanted to say quite quickly, and I've got 1 minute. I've got 1 minute for just to say one more thing that I think is as exciting as everything else that's been shared, and I find everything else shared exciting. We've had a number of meetings about a street pastors in Rugeley. So I want you to make a note. This again will be in the newsletter. I've met with Jeanne through Chris and through Ruth. And, I know Dave and Jenny have done the training over in Stafford. And we were looking at a way to reach our young people and young adults. We don't have a nightclub culture that Stafford has, but we do have a youth and young people's culture where people, they're just out. You know the places, they're around this building, they're at the bus depot, they're at Tesco's, they're at different places. And a bit like with Food Bank, why reinvent the wheel? When Chris and Ruth were just sharing, it was at a time when I was thinking of something like this. They came and spoke to me about it, and I just thought, why reinvent the wheel? This are people who can train us, equip us to reach out to people. So why would we want to do anything different? The difference is, where those guys go out in Stafford later at night, we're looking at something perhaps between 7:30 and 11:30, because that's when the issues are around this town. So if that stirs you, this is a churches together, and all the churches together are really up for this. So that's good. And they've got people already that they'd like to be involved. Now it's going to involve some key roles that are going to make this work. But if you've got any interest in this, or you'd like to find out more about this, come along on Wednesday the 2nd of May here in the Pear Tree, and Jeanne and I think a few others are coming. I know Chris and Ruth will come and others, but just to find out about this. So do you find that exciting? Oh, I do. Because, you know, like Kev said, these guys need reaching out there. And the difference is we can invite them in here and do a youth club, and we can police them all evening. We can tell them what they can't do and to stop doing that. Or we can go to where they are and actually find out who they are as a person. And I think that does this. So, I think we're going to finish on that, if that's all right, guys. I thank you. There will be a test questionnaire at the end on everything that's been spoken. No, this is all being recorded, so I'd encourage you to listen to it again. I just want to thank God again for what he's doing with us. And I thank God for every one of you, because without you, we aren't a family.